The Criminal Justice and Public Safety Subcommittee will come to order. Lindsay, please call the roll.
Chair Byrd.
Here.
MTU.
Vice Chair Brannon.
Here.
Ranking Member Grieco.
Here.
Representatives Barnaby.
Here.
Busata Cabrera.
Here.
Bush.
Here.
Chambliss.
Here.
Fetterhoff.
Here.
Gregory.
Here.
Haig.
Here.
Hart.
Here.
Learned.
Here.
Maney.
Here.
Rizzo.
Here.
Roach.
Here.
Snyder.
Here.
Tuck.
Here.
Williams.
Here.
A quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Lindsay. I'd like to remind everyone to please silence your electronic devices. Also, as a reminder for our members and presenters, please ensure that you turn your microphone on when you are speaking and off when you are finished. We have two bills on the agenda today, HB 411 and HB 1397, and we are going to start with HB 1397, Lewd or Lascivious Acts with Minors by Representative Vice Chair Brannon. He is making his way to the podium. Mr. Vice Chair, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for allowing me to present this bill, HB 1397, and for members for indulging me with the time to listen this morning. HB 1397 creates the crime of touching in a lewd or lascivious manner the breast, genitals, genital area, or buttocks, or the clothing covering them of a 16 or 17-year-old when the offender is 24 years of age or older. Similarly, it would be a crime for an offender 24 years of age or older to force or entice a 16 or 17-year-old to touch the offender in the same manner as I just described. Sexual activity, usually when we mention that, we're talking about sexual intercourse with a 16 or 17-year-old, is already addressed in 794.05 when the offender is 24 years of age or older. This amendment simply closes the gap and addresses the molestation or fondling of those children 16 or 17 years of age. I can give you an example from my career, not to bore you too much or to be here too long. I was working as an investigator one day and got a call, and a 67-year-old gentleman had went to take his garbage off. And there was a girl walking down the side of the road, and he stopped and offered her a ride. And it happened to be her 16th birthday. And when he got her in the vehicle, he forcibly fondled her under her clothes. And when I got back to the office and I explored the statute, I realized because it was the day she had turned 16 years old, I was only able to charge him with battery, which is a first-degree misdemeanor. So that has kind of stuck in my craw over the years. And I could give you many more examples of other cases, some that are pending right now in my circuit, but I won't do that. I felt like that was a sex crime at the time, and it should be appropriately charged as such. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair, for the explanation. Members, are there any questions? Yes, Representative Learned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Representative, for this good bill. I just have one question, and would this apply to 17-year-olds as well? Did I hear that correctly?
16, yes, Mr. Chairman. 16 and 17, yes.
Follow-up?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, 16 and 17 or anybody under 16? I think I just misunderstood what you said.
Okay. Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
The law already applies to those under 16. That's already a felony. But this will increase it to 16 and 17-year-olds.
Any other questions? All right, seeing none, we do have an amendment, barcode 542465. Vice Chair, you recognize to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This changes the crime of lewd or lascivious acts with certain minors to a third-degree felony instead of a second-degree felony, as we originally had written the bill up. This will make the penalty for the crime more proportional to the more serious crime of sexual activity with certain minors in this age group, which already is a second-degree felony. And as I mentioned, pretty much the only law available to state attorneys this time on these type of offenses is battery, and that's, as I said, a first-degree misdemeanor. So this is stepping up a click to third-degree felonies. It will move it to that category from a first-degree felony to a third-degree a first-degree misdemeanor to a third-degree felony. It also cleans up the language. It removes the definition of lewd or lascivious for consistency across the criminal statutes, as the terms are not defined in Section 800.04 Florida statutes prohibiting other lewd or lascivious offenses, and the terms already have a widely accepted definition both in case law and current jury instructions. That's the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Questions on the amendment? Questions on the amendment? Seeing none, no public testimony on the amendment. Debate on the amendment? Seeing none, you recognize to waive close on the amendment?
I'll waive close.
Thank you. If you favor the adoption of the amendment, signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Yay. All opposed? All right, by your vote, the amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Public testimony. Barney Bishop, Florida Smart Justice Alliance, waives in support. That's all the public testimony. Debate on the bill. Debate on the lewd and lascivious bill. All right. Vice Chair, you recognize the close on the bill.
I know everybody's probably got other things to do. I'm going to give you one other quick story on a pending case. In my circuit, we had a biological father crawl into the bed with his biological daughter and fondle her recently, and the state attorney's office could only charge him with a simple battery. These facts and circumstances, unfortunately, do exist, and I think the law needs to be in place to protect these children, these minors, from being preyed upon by older and more experienced adults who really should know better than to prey upon our 16 and 17-year-olds. If you think about it, 16 and 17-year-olds are basically our high school sophomores and juniors, maybe seniors, probably more sophomores and juniors. I'll close with that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Lindsay, please call the roll on HB 1397 and announce the vote.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Busada Cabrera?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fetterhoff? Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Haig?
Yes.
Hart?
Yes.
Learned?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Bird?
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Show HB 1397 reported favorably as amended. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, we have our very own Representative Maney to present HB 411, Breach of Bond Costs. You are recognized, Representative Maney, to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, it's my pleasure this morning to present 411, Breach of Bond Cost. It's a simple, short bill. The bill as written would require a bond agent. When a defendant fails to appear, it requires the bond agent to pay the transportation cost to return the defendant to the county where the defendant was released on bond. It just shifts that cost of transportation from the sheriff or from the bondsman to the sheriff or vice versa. So that's the bill. I think there is also an amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Let's do this. Let's take questions on the bill before we go to the amendment. Are there any questions on the bill? All right, no questions. So now we are on amendment barcode number 610375, and you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The current law talks about cost of transportation. The Second District Court of Appeals has said the way that's written, it means the mileage cost and not other cost. So this amendment would require the bondsman to pay the other cost, the mileage, any meal, the deputy's time, that sort of thing. So it would just clarify for the courts what's contemplated.
Thank you for the explanation. Are there questions on the amendment? No. Oh, yes, Representative Williams, you're recognized.
Yeah, just to clarify that. So you're saying those costs would be charged to the sheriff's office and not to the bail bonds?
No, ma'am. I'm sorry, I missed, Mr.
Chairman. You're recognized.
Those costs would be paid by the bondsman, so the taxpayers would not bear that cost. Okay. the bondsman who collected a fee as a premium would take that risk and pay that cost.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? All right. No public testimony. Any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Representative Maney, you recognize to waive close on the amendment?
Waive close, right. Mr. Chairman.
In favor of adoption of the amendment, signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Yay. All opposed. All right, by your vote, the amendment is adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Public testimony. Sean Foster, Florida Bail Bonds, or Florida Bail Agents Association. You recognize Mr. Foster?
If I could, after I speak, I do have one of my bail bonds agents that was going to speak on the amendment. So we were opposing the amendment because he couldn't be neutral, but supporting the bill. I know that sounds a little bit different. I had the pleasure and honor to speak with Judge Maney, and he agrees on some of the issues that we have, and that's really just some clarification on the language. I gave Judge Maney a really good example. Pasco and Pinellas are in the same circuit. If I'm a bail agent and I'm operating in both counties and I need to get my defendant from Pinellas County Jail back to Pasco where they're arrested, it's $87.50. If I'm in Pinellas County and I have to get my defendant from the Pasco County Jail and back, it's $125. Same cost, same area, 50% increase in cost. Because, as Judge said, there is not clarification in statute right now on what the transportation costs are. We support that. We do not believe it should be on taxpayers. We do not believe it should be on the sheriffs. But we also believe it should be fairly, you know, assessed in that manner. Every county is different. We actually have transportation costs, and we have a sheet for going to counties, whether it's Duval or anywhere else. But it's different for every single county, even within the circuits. That's kind of the message we wanted to bring to you and talk to you. The bail agent that I have here today has a really good example of a situation that just happened last week with transportation, with bringing one of his clients from Hillsborough up to Leon County. And I appreciate your time, Chairman Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Foster, and I apologize to Mr. Harrison, who wanted to speak on the amendment, but if you'd like to go ahead and, you know, make your comments, we'll
do that. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you.
The bill is a good bill. Even as a bondsman, I understand completely that we are responsible for the person. It should not fall on the taxpayers. We are the only form of pretrial that doesn't cost the taxpayers any money. I have a situation where I had a defendant that jumped bond from Leon, was picked up in Hillsborough, and I found out that there is a private company. Every Tuesday and Thursday, they run a van back and forth from Hillsborough to Leon. Hillsborough is the gathering center for that region. Leon is the gathering center for this region. So they will bring, Tuesdays and Thursdays, the van comes up, and they will bring them to Leon County. And if there's somebody for Franklin or Wakulla, those deputies will come get the person. Well, in order to get a forfeiture set aside, we have to pay transportation, which is completely understandable. That should fall on me. I got a bill in the mail for $662. No explanation. Nobody could explain it to me. Just got a bill. But I had to pay it to get the forfeiture set aside, so I understand that. But what was a little confusing, there was a total of 7 people in the van. So was I getting the whole bill? Was I getting a portion of the bill? So we completely support and would like to work with Judge Maney on trying to set some guidelines of what it actually costs. And yes, it absolutely should fall on us. That's our responsibility. So thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. All right, so we are now in debate. Debate on the bill. Debate. Yes, Representative Hart, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Judge Maney, for having that conversation with me yesterday. As I told you, I would reach out to many of the bondsmen down in my area, and they did solely agree that they believe they should be paying transportation. And just like the gentleman, they want some clarity. They do have the sheet. I was hoping to have it with me this morning so we could just kind of compare some of the numbers. But my understanding is it is a good bill. All of my bondsmen truly agree with you. They just want some clarity, and they'd like to see some level playing fields on what it costs from one place to another, because they said it can range anywhere from $100 to $1,000 to transport somebody. So I thank you very much. I look forward to hearing more about it as we move through. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is our last bill of the session. I saw a bunch of hands, and now everybody's going to wake up after 6 weeks that we're finally going to want to debate things. Anybody else? Going once, going twice. Representative Maney, you're recognized to close on your bill.
if the bill passes, I expect to work with the bondsman and the staff and get some language that everybody will agree to on the definition of cost and how that can be worked out. With that, Mr. Chairman, I close. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. And Lindsay, please call the roll on HB 411 and announce the vote.
Representatives Barnaby?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Usada Cabrera?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Chambliss?
Yes.
Fetterhoff?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Grieco?
Yes.
Haig?
Yes.
Hart?
Yes.
Learned?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Snyder?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Williams?
Yes.
Chair Bird?
Yes.
18 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chair.
Show House Bill 411 reported favorably as amended. Members, if there's no further business, that concludes our agenda on today for today's meeting. Since this is our last meeting, I want to give Vice Chair Brannon and Ranking Member Grieco an opportunity to make any final comments they want to share. Vice Chair, you're recognized.
I'll wave.
All right. Having waved. Ranking Member Grieco, any comments for the good of the order?
No, I appreciate it. I didn't prepare a speech, but I'll go about 15 minutes and see. I mean, it's not lunch until noon, but no, I look forward to next year. And I just want to remind everybody, I did make the offer in the off season. If you guys want to go visit a prison or jail, I will drive to you and I will go with you, especially for people who have never done it before. So I'm willing to do that over the summer. So if anybody wants to take me up on it, let me know. Other than that, let's get through the next 3 weeks and let's have a good rest of the session.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate your partnership in this. And we talked about a lot of different bills. And I think we did good work. I think we've passed a lot of good criminal justice reform. I know there's always more to do, and that's why we'll be back next session. But I appreciate your time and attentiveness. And I do want to recognize and thank the staff, Lindsay Collins, our always cheerful assistant, who has wonderful candy. So if you ever need to pick me up in the afternoon, go by her desk. Ryan Padgett, Lindsay Frost, and Sarah Matthews, our committee attorneys. Lydia Walsh, our committee intern. Obviously, the sergeant's office team. Thank you all for always keeping us safe. And Whitney, you've been a wonderful partner. I appreciate all of your time. We would have three-hour conversations going through all the bills. I think we had more bills referred to this subcommittee than any other, so we had a lot of policy to go through. So thank you for your hard work. And with that, Representative Bush, with a blessing, moves we rise. Thank you, everybody. We're adjourned.